WNST, AM 1570, Taos of Baltimore. We are in Ocean City, Maryland at Mako, doing all things, well, fun, beach. I'm not doing any of that. I'm in a convention hall down here talking to politicals, politicians, affected people here in Maryland doing good things. No one I like more than the controller of Maryland, who's moved from one side of Baltimore to the other and serves us in Annapolis, Brooke Learman, our defending champion, back on the program. I got like 5 minutes of you because I went long on baseball with Montgomery County Executive Mark Elledge.
I get it.
You got numbers. You got the. I owe you a crab cake for being late.
No.
What's going on? Where's our money going?
Cake.
Are we making money?
Look,
what's going on in the state?
Yeah. Look, what we are really focused on in the office of the comptroller is making sure that our systems work, but also that, you know, folks like who you just had on, Mark Elledge, our county leaders, our governor, that they know what the meaning of what the federal government's doing right now, how that will impact Maryland, right? Because, you know...
Well, if I'm giving you 6 minutes, let's just get on Trump. Go ahead.
We have had... I mean, but look, you've got to talk about... If you're talking about Maryland's economy, you have to talk about the federal government because that has been our number one growth partner for decades, right? They helped create the middle class in Maryland and across the country, and they are, for worker, their workforce, and they're the big kahuna, right, in Maryland employers. And so they're 10% of all wages in Maryland are federal government wages. So they're a really important concept. So we, for the first time ever, have now quantified what the federal government's impact is on Maryland's economy. To the tune of, it is about $150 billion a year.
With a B.
And so that's federal wages, it's retirement, it's contracts, it's direct grants. And we had to know that number so that now we can try to take account of, as there's this federal government retrenchment, layoffs, whatnot, firings, that we can understand what that will mean for our economy so we can plan and pivot to make sure that we're really focusing on growing our private sector. So that's, we're in the thick of it, providing the single source of truth on the numbers and what that means for our state and our communities.
Well, I mean, it just the effect of all of this, and I told Mark Elledge just, I mean, I sort of knew there were federal workers there, and obviously in Baltimore I've known Social Security workers on the west side of town. What is the early impact of this been? What is your biggest fear through all of this? And obviously, you know, we're this close to a civil war, at least economically, and certainly, you know, you're white, I'm Hispanic, and we're all in our own little things now because of this felon creep that's running the country that I can't.
It's ugly.
He's meeting with Putin right now, as you and I are meeting. So
Is pretty incredible.
Pretty incredible.
And crazy.
That any American could accept that.
Disturbing, I know.
There should be no American that accepts that.
No, I mean, you know, dictator and taken over, you know, war criminal. Yes. So we are, look, I think what we're keeping our eye on is revenues. Like we're following income every month. I see what's being paid. We're following our sales taxes to see if there's impact. Look, we also know because of the reporting and the research we've done, what an important source of to our economy immigrants are, right? Our immigrants in Maryland, they're almost 17% of our population, but they're 20% of our workforce, you know, and it's everything from work. We're on the Eastern Shore, our poultry industry, 1,800 Haitians who work at, you know, one of our poultry companies on the Eastern Shore might lose their status as of January. So overnight, that's thousands of spots that these, you know, farms would have to fill while we send these, you know, Haitian Americans who have been here for decades off. I mean, it's terrible.
It makes chicken more expensive,
right,
too.
Right. It makes it more expensive for everybody.
Less tax base, more expensive chicken.
Yes.
Let's just talk.
That's how it is.
That's
what's happening. And so I think, you know, we're really worried about that because what I want to do is focus on building a more affordable Maryland, right? A place where folks can buy a house, can send their kids to great public schools, can, you know, live here with dignity and safety. And that is just, you know, I know our government is trying to do that, but the federal level is making it really hard. So it's going to be challenging, but we are determined to work with our private partners, to work with our community leaders to make sure that we get through this.
Has there been an impact? I mean, you say we're following numbers every month.
Yeah.
Up, down? Is it?
So,
you don't want to be the controller reporting down numbers,
yeah,
but the numbers are the numbers.
You got to be real. Nope, we are going to be
You don't want to be like this guy and
we're
say,
well,
you're fired, Brooke. I don't
time.
Like your numbers. Yeah, I'll make my own numbers.
That is not who I am.
Yeah, exactly.
No, we will be very honest all the time. So our next public meeting of the numbers is in September when the Board of Revenue Estimates will make a public announcement on where our revenues are and what we expect to come in the future. But, you know, things were holding steady. we'll see as additional. I haven't gotten a report in a month, so we'll see where we are. But we had a big, you know, in June we had the largest single federal layoff in decades. So, you know, it's concerning. These are our neighbors and our friends. You know, it's really hard to
watch.
My
relatives.
Exactly. My sister-in-law. Yeah.
Yeah.
She worked for a great refugee advocacy company and her agency, and it's really sad to watch. So, but yeah, we are determined to make sure we're working with Marylanders. We're out in the community knowing what assets we have to support them, whether it's the earned income tax or making sure if they owe taxes, they can set up a payment plan, getting them their unclaimed property. We're out and about really trying to be a resource for everyone.
Well, I'm not going to be the one that holds you longer because I brought you in later,
no,
but
no,
I owe you a crab cake, and Greg Suspaniak will be very upset with me if I don't allow you to plug your kids' Little League program, because he's the Little League. I've had them on, and he said, you get Brooke Learman on, you better mention it.
Hilarious.
She's a member of the South Baltimore Little League.
I am a mom of two South Baltimore Little League players. I've got a baseball player and a softball player, and boy, do we love it. That is a really special spot. 70 plus years of families playing South Baltimore Little League.
He's going to have me down there hitting fungos next year.
I love it. It's great.
All right, come get a crab cake. We'll figure
do.
It out.
Okay.
Somewhere between downtown Baltimore and Annapolis or somewhere between.
You
Brooke
got
Learman
it.
Is the controller of the state of Maryland. I am controlling her time right now, so I'm going to let her go and take her podcast schedule elsewhere. But I'll see you back in Baltimore.
We'll see you soon.
Brooke Learman joining us here. She will be heading back to Annapolis. We'll all be heading back to Baltimore. It is our 27th anniversary featuring my 27 favorite things to eat, one of them in Salisbury.
Oh, neat.
You should get the ugly pie, get that death by coconut on the way home.
Love it.
I'll give you a bite of mine right now if you want. Back for more. We're in Ocean City, Maryland. Stay with us.